Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
An absent NXT star makes a shocking return, plus another lawsuit for WWE, and a released WWE star announces their in-ring return. For Wednesday, June the 23rd, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Get your headsets back and watch out this bucket! Kushida being decimated!
Was the moment that the Diamond Mine made their NXT debut. We've seen promos and vignettes building up to this mysterious Diamond Mine for the last month or so. And last night, following the conclusion of Kyle O'Reilly versus Kushida, once Kyle O'Reilly and Adam Cole got into it, fighting through the crowd, in speech marks, we suddenly see three men hit the ring, one of them laying a brutal attack on Kushida. That man revealed as Roderick Strong. He, alongside Tyler Rust and Hideki Suzuki, were the Diamond Mine. They were in the Diamond Mine jackets and jogging outfits, and they were accompanied by Malcolm Bivens, who you heard there announcing them as the Diamond Mine. This is our brand new faction for NXT, and they have set their sights on the Cruiserweight Champion and the Cruiserweight Championship, with Malcolm Bivens holding that title towards Roderick Strong as Kushida lay prone. This is a part of a big move from WWE to put more emphasis on the Cruiserweight division. Fightful Selective reported there is a plan in the coming months for NXT to emphasize that Cruiserweight division much more on television. I know, we've got 205 Live. Surely that's what 205 Live should be doing. Well, it's kind of just been existing. It hasn't really been doing anything to enhance the Cruiserweight division per se. So I'm hoping that with this, not only does it mean more emphasis on NXT television, but more emphasis on 205 Live as well. The report from Fightful states that fans can, quote, expect NXT to integrate more storyline, some bigger names and angles into the Cruiserweight division, especially this summer. I am all about more emphasis being on the Cruiserweight Championship and a match which will no doubt be a belter for all involved between Kushida and Roderick Strong, now representing the Diamond Mine.
Whoa, 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 whoa! Now, I know you guys didn't forget about us. Shotzi, I think they lost their damn minds.
Marbles!
You know what else I think? Dakota and Raquel for the number one contendership for our tag titles, right?
That's right.
So that puts them at the back of the line.
That's right. Oh, no. Ember, I think they forgot.
What?
I think we should remind them.
I think so.
And by remind them, I mean kick their ass!
Oh, CWC going into meltdown once again.
And the NXT Women's Champion in the ring, all three teams.
Get the security out here. Get the security out here. Get in there.
Samoa Joe trying to get some sort of order.
Flooded with security. Referee Samoa Joe trying to get back control of the CWC.
Staying with NXT last night, let's take a look at the Great American Bash. It is coming up in just a few weeks' time, an NXT TV special. We have a new match for that show. We're going to see the NXT tag team titles on the line. Wesley and Nash Carter, MSK, are going to be putting them up against Tommaso Ciampa and Timothy Thatcher at the Great American Bash. Up for this. I wonder whether this is the night that Thatcher and Ciampa become the tag team champions. We will find out. Also, happening at the Great American Bash, Adam Cole is taking on Kyle O'Reilly. Their unsanctioned match still left a lot of business undone, so they're going at it again for NXT Great American Bash. The NXT Women's Tag Team titles on the line. Candice LeRae and Indi Hartwell are going to defend against either Io Shirai and Zoe Stark, Raquel Gonzalez and Dakota Kai, or Shotzi Blackheart and Ember Moon. I kind of have this weird feeling in my gut that it might end up being all three teams in like a four-team eliminator type affair. Just putting that out into existence. And also for Great American Bash so far, as we've already mentioned, the NXT tag team titles on the line. MSK defending against Tommaso Ciampa and Timothy Thatcher. Full results from last night's episode of NXT you can find at cultaholic.com. Recently, WWE has dealt with a lawsuit or two from their shareholders, and today they're waking up to the news of yet another lawsuit being filed against them. So this was filed against WWE by Jackson Parsons. He alleges he was severely injured in a traffic accident involving a vehicle owned by WWE. So Parsons alleges that on the 22nd of July 2019 in Tampa, a van that was rented by WWE that was being driven by a WWE employee who was on the job at the time for the company was involved in a motor vehicle accident with him who was riding a bicycle. Now, as a result of this incident, Parsons claims, quote, suffering from physical injuries, pain and suffering, disability, and the inability and loss of the capacity to lead and enjoy normal life, inconvenience, disfigurement, scarring, and mental anguish. Parsons has stated he has lost the quality of life that he moved to Florida in order to seek. He's noted that his past medical expenses now stem from over $171,000, and he is looking for WWE to cover those costs. He's also cited a loss of earnings, past and future, estimated at $75,000 to $100,000. He's projected his future medical expenses around $314,000 as well. As well as all of this, the lawsuit seeking $76,000 for Parsons' pain and suffering, his mental anguish and inconvenience, and also $401,000 for future pain and suffering. The court filing notes that in December 2020, Parsons demanded a settlement in writing for $1 million. They were well above the threshold of $75,000 required by the court for this type of action, and WWE is yet to respond to this lawsuit. So Parsons is looking to get $1 million out of the WWE to settle out of court. Whether they will do that remains to be seen, and when we know more, you will know more at cultaholic.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Cultaholic Wrestling News Podcast is brought to you by WrestleCrate, the original and best wrestling subscription box. Sign up today using the code word Cultaholic and get a free signed photo of our very own Ross Tweddle.
That's right, Tom. Put that photo on your window to warn people in your street that a deeply sexual being lives in their vicinity.
Enter Cultaholic when you sign up at WrestleCrate.co.uk.
Bring the bell!
Where is Damian Priest? There were some reports that Damian Priest is out with a back injury from a few sources over the past day or so. Well, Fightful Selector reported that Priest is actually not injured. He could be back on Raw as soon as next week if WWE, quote, has creative plans for him. Priest has been off TV for undisclosed reasons, which are nothing to do with a back injury, according to Fightful. Will we ever see CM Punk on Broken Skull Sessions? That was a question that a fan put to CM Punk on Twitter last night, asking CM Punk, what would it take for you to consider being on the Broken Skull podcast? And CM Punk responded with, money. Nobody gets any royalties for anything shown on Peacock. Nobody. Yay, wrestling biz. So if the dollar is right, we may see CM Punk bearing his soul on the Broken Skull session. WWE Hall of Famer Lita was on the Oral Sessions with Renee Paquette talking about her love triangle storyline from 2005. She says it's still talked about. My relationships are commented on a regular basis on my Instagram or on social media. Meanwhile, all the men involved, anything not controversial like with Punk, Edge or Matt, I guarantee they do not get asked about it. I know they don't get asked about it because they're dudes. It's a double standard. I tell you what, it is not easy. For sure, I almost quit a month into the whole love triangle. At that point, not only was it so hard, it was also out of shame. I wasn't proud of how I conducted myself. If I had to do it all over again, I absolutely would have handled myself differently, but I didn't. So I was like, make the bed and lie in it. At that point, I was like, I deserve all these terrible things that everybody is saying about me. I deserve not wanting to wake up every morning. It was also difficult as time passed to let myself off the hook. The only way you can move forward with your life is to learn from your mistakes and keep going, but you have to forgive yourself. Lita nearly leaving wrestling altogether over that art imitating life love triangle story from 2005. Tony Khan was chatting to Mike Johnson of PW Insider. He's addressed some of the criticism thrown at AEW for the money they're spending on video games. An eight-figure investment has gone into making computer games. And Tony Khan says it's crazy because that's going to be an even bigger investment that's going to pay off huge. I've made this huge eight-figure investment into video games, but won't see any of the revenue until 2022. That's why it's not going to pay off 2021 on our books. We are going to deliver a great game for people next year and are going to make a ton of money. We'll be very profitable on all things next year. Khan doubled down when he said that the wrestling division is significantly profitable. He said in their second year of operations, it's amazing for a startup to have, quote, this level of investment that we have and in the amount of time it's been going. Fans returning to New Japan Pro Wrestling strong Actually, that's not the case at all. It's fans debuting at New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong. Wrestling Observer Radio reports that New Japan Strong are planning fan attendance for shows in the very near future. This company began during lockdown, so they've existed for a full year without fans. And New Japan Pro Wrestling now planning the arrival of fans, according to The Observer, quote, as soon as they can pull it off. And Mickie James has confirmed her in-ring return. She spoke on Twitter saying August 29th is NWA 73, the anniversary show. And so on the anniversary show, I'm announcing that I am going to wrestle. I'm looking for an opponent. And so I want you to tell Billy who you want me to wrestle. Who wants to wrestle me at NWA 73? That is the big question. I'm delighted that Mickie James is going to be an in-ring part of the National Wrestling Alliance and their anniversary show. I'm up for seeing what Mickie James is going to do on NWA 73 in August. Changes to twitch.tv/cultaholic on a Wednesday. It is now Ross looking after you with a bit of Feefalicious. He'll be on this afternoon at twitch.tv/cultaholic. And Jack and Owen will be back later on from 6 p.m. BST for Football Manager. Cultaholic FC, up the Fabes. That good stuff continues with them today. It's a football day on twitch.tv/cultaholic. On the YouTube channel right now, in case you missed it, Ross had an amazing conversation with Colt Cabana on Straight to Hell.
Put that on your note. Colt Cabana is challenging Braun Strowman. No, it doesn't have to be an AEW.
What kind of match are you having with Braun Strowman?
Oh, I want... we both have to wear those Hulk hands. And it's just... what's his catchphrase? We want these hands or something?
Get these hands.
Yeah, it's a get these hands match. So there's Hulk hands on a chain and a ladder, and we have to literally get these hands. And the first one to get these hands can use these hands.
On the Cultaholic podcast feed today, a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. I'm in conversation with Progress Wrestling star Giselle Shaw. She's been all over the world pushing for this amazing dream in professional wrestling. And lately, a lot of eyes have been on Giselle and Candy, who had that incredible best of three for the Progress Women's Championship.
It still shocks me to think about it that, you know, at one point, you know, to be able to be on the bump or to trend, like Progress was trending. And, you know, and I'm going to say, I have heard that Progress is the number one independent show on the network. Hey.
There you go.
I'm plugging it, darling. But yeah.
Can you name the participant of every first blood match in WWE history? Take the quiz right now at cultaholic.com, and I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.